last night we had a great service. If you weren't here, you missed out on a really good service, but that's okay. Things happen. We had a lot of fun, sang some carols, and we talked a few things. We talked about how we're to give our trust to Jesus, how there are four things that Jesus doesn't have unless you give it to him. And it was give him your trust, because faith is voluntary. We talked about how you have to hand it over. Jesus isn't going to force you to trust him. He's never going to do that, and trust is difficult, and we all have different levels of trust, and we've all had our trust in someone broken, and we've all been hurt because of that. And so we talked a little bit about that, and we talked about how trust is developed when you rest in God, and internally that resting means that we give our fears and we give our worries to him, because we know that he can handle it. And he's saying to you, trust me, let me carry those burdens for you and give you rest. And practically, it means we meditate on the word, on what he has said. And I talked about how meditation is not memorizing, although that is very valuable. And there's nothing, a lot of people can't memorize scripture. It's very difficult for them. But there's nothing wrong with it. That's not necessarily giving rest. It's just having it on hand at any time. It's because you know it, but it means you meditate on him, and it's like a cow chewing on its cud. You just completely, you're working it through. It's a great farmer analogy. I know there were cows in the manger, so get over it, people. But no, you work it through. And so it's very important to make sure that you meditate on his word, so you can hear what he's saying and what the concepts are through scripture, and what his word, what he's trying to say to you. We talked about making Jesus first place in our lives. That if we put anything else in front of that, we love that more, and the things that we value. So we said, give Jesus you. Give him you. Give him your heart. And we talked that your heart was what you value the most, because where your treasure is, your heart is also. Good job. That's in Luke 12:34. So today we're going to look at the third and fourth point for you this morning. The third one is, give him your very best. Do we give God our best? Sometimes I think in our society we don't really know what that means. We don't know what it means to give God our best. And so we kind of give him our leftovers. And I never like talking about money in the church, because there's been a really negative view on that. But I want to say to you, where you put your money is where you value. That's where your heart is. Where you put the most of your money is where you value. And in today's culture, we can get caught up in the world. We can get caught up with keeping up with the Joneses. We can get caught up with having the next best thing. We all like to have that. But God wants you to value him more than monetary things. It can be even relationships that get in the way of your relationship with God. He wants you fully, 100%. He doesn't want anything else. He doesn't need anything else. And we said last night, he doesn't need your money. He needs you. So give him your very best. The Bible tells us that the wise men didn't give Jesus their leftovers. They visited him in that very first Christmas, and they gave three significant valuable gifts. It says they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their gifts and gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, they traveled for many days and many miles, and we've talked about this over Advent, about what they did and who they were. They knew something big was happening. They just didn't fully maybe understand it, but they knew something big was going down, because of the way the world and the earth and creation just cried out that something big was about to happen. And so they brought these gifts that were gifts meant for a king. When you brought something to the king, you didn't bring him your leftovers. You brought him your very best, because he was the king. And so when they came, they brought it. They opened their treasures up and they presented him with gifts that we just talked about, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which in that time were very valuable and very significant. So this Christmas, what should you give Jesus as we go through this season and think about worshiping him and thinking about his birth? What should you give him? What are you putting in the place of him? We really want to give Jesus our best, and we really should give Jesus our best, but what does that look like to you? We want to give him our best praises. We want to give him all of our hearts. We want to give him our time. We want to prioritize our time with him. We want to give him the first fruits of our labor, whatever that looks like to you. But that's only one part of our gift to Jesus. He doesn't just want your best. He doesn't just want your best. He wants your worst. He wants your worst. Nobody is perfect. And as you look through your heart, what kinds of ugly things do you find inside? We all have that deep down. And sometimes what we do is we beat ourselves up over it. There's jealousy. Anyone in the room never been jealous? Yeah. Try not to lift your hand. Anger. Ever been angry? Lust. We're not going to go into that. Grudges. Selfishness. When you look at your life, all that junk is there. Hurtful words that you've said to someone else, the neglect of other person's needs, abuse of your own body that God gave you. There's so many things. But this Christmas, I want you to gather that all up, wrap it up in a big, beautiful, sparkly, bedazzled bow, and I want you to lay it at the feet of Jesus, and I want you to give it to him. Give him that gift, that bedazzled, sinful gift. Hand it to him and walk away. And every day, work at being better. Does it mean you will be perfect? No, because guess what? No one's perfect. I came close once, but it didn't stick. Wrap it in a bow and give it to Jesus this Christmas. I beg you. All those things. And I would say, don't stop this Christmas. I would say, why don't you just do it every day? Why don't you just take it, wrap it up every day, give it to him every morning, every evening. Give it. Think about that. Give him you, all of you. The fourth thing is, be a witness. Bring other people to Jesus. Let them see the light of Jesus. God wants us in his family more than anything else. He wants his children to choose to love him, to choose to trust him. And that's why we're here this morning. We're choosing to celebrate Jesus' birthday, Christ, Mass, Christmas. That's what it's all about. He's the reason we celebrate. Tell someone about Jesus. Don't be pushy. Don't be wacky. Don't be goofy and have people realize, like, good grief. But be Jesus. Be that love. Be that peace. We don't force people into Jesus because we don't know where they are in their journey, in their walk. We have no idea. And so I treat it almost like it's a crystal vase, their journey. Because if I say something and I don't handle it right because of my own issues, because I want to force myself on them, I can break that. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a problem in God's plan for someone else's journey. I don't want to be a stumbling block. Now, there are some people that will allow you to be their stumbling block, but I don't want to purposefully be someone's stumbling block in their journey to find God. So if you genuinely care for people, if you genuinely love them with no strings attached, but at the same time not being ashamed of saying, you know what, Jesus has given me hope. Jesus will help me through things. God has been there through my struggles and through my highs. Let's give him some good praise when you're going through some good times, because he's there as well. And we forget that. We're like, oh man, I did so well. I did so well today, or I've been going through, I'm really blessed. We say that a lot, and it doesn't mean that it's not valuable how we say it, but we say it blessed. We just kind of throw it around. But when we go through the struggles, we're like, where are you, God? Know that he's always with you. And so focus on that. Put your trust. Don't be ashamed or afraid if somebody asks you what's different. Well, I have a relationship with God. Be casual. Be casual about it. Be you. No strings. And as you give your trust to Jesus, make him first in your life. Give what you value to his work and bring other people to him. You are giving him gifts far more valuable than what the wise men brought that day. You are giving Jesus you. And that's more important. You are giving him everything. You are giving him your heart. So this Christmas, I ask you, give him all of you. You'll be very glad that you did. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you did come. You sent your son. But he had to go through a lot, things that we would never understand. And then he had to die. And then he had to defeat death. See, that's the hope. That's the hope they were speaking of when Scripture speaks of he's come to bring us hope and peace and joy and love. Because he defeated death. Not only did he live his life for us, he died for us. And then he rose again for us. And so this Christmas, let us focus on Jesus Christ. Let us realize that we need to give him everything, no matter what it is, and help us to see what that is. Let's take little baby steps towards doing that and teach us and show us what we need to do. So we thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the good and we thank you for the bad. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming out. What a great Sunday. I hope you have a fabulous day, and we will see you next week. God bless.